Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We'll also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use a promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com and download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for your chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at sobet.io/SGPN. That's sobet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and all of our free podcasts. You are listening to Scommessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter. That's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC, at BetMUFC. To get my additional content, head over to my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com, where we have delivered our clients 103 months in a row of transparent track profit. That means for over 8.5 years, I am undefeated in sports betting on a month-to-month basis. We are well on our way to 104 months in a row of profit. We've added our NFL futures to this month. They concluded at the start of January, and we've done very, very well with those. We've had an unbelievable season so far with 16 winning weeks out of the 19 weeks we've had NFL, and that includes a strong 4-1 ATS record over wildcard weekends. If you want to get involved with the NFL this weekend, sign up over at lockbetting.com. You'll also get all other sports, including what we've done so far in the NBA and what we're doing in the soccer on a week-to-week basis. You can also still get on board with our Australian Open futures because I already handicapped the Australian Open futures before I decided to boycott the tournament before Novak Djokovic was ridiculously thrown out. So still plenty of content to come. And of course, we have an edition of the Fight Show. We'll be covering the main fights on this weekend's UFC card, including Francis Ngannou versus Cyril Gane. But to get all of my plays for UFC this weekend and all of my combat sport plays, which includes WWE Royal Rumble next week, the place to go is lockbetting.com. To check out my P&L, you don't just have to go to the lockbetting.com site. You can actually just see that on Twitter. My pinned tweet diverts you straight to the P&L on Lockbetting. You can see what we did last month. That was a strong month, landing just under 42 units of profit, which was good for over $5,500. So that spreadsheet is there for you to look at. Look at the spreadsheet, look at the plays, look at how we do things, read the write-up. A whole report there is for 2021. It was a phenomenal year, and we're looking to do even better here in 2022. And you can be a part of that by signing up for this 104th month in a row of Transparent Track Profit over at lockbetting.com, or wait till February 1st to come on board for the 105th month. Let's begin our Serie A action here. It's the 2 p.m. kickoff between Genoa and Udinese that we'll open up with. Genoa are the 23-10 underdogs. It's the same price for the draw. And Udinese are the 6-5 plus 120 favourites here to win this game. Genoa have now gone 20 Serie A games without a win. They lost 6-0 to Fiorentina last Monday night. They are managerless now and have not won a home game all season, drawing 4 and losing 6 on their own turf. Udinese have 3 consecutive losses, but they've come against top 6 opponents. And before this, they had only lost 1 in 6 before Christmas, and they'd scored 14 goals in that run. So this could be a team to get back on track against. Fiorentina had a party against them with Dusan Vlahovic and company running riot and a 6-0 battering. They're winless in 20 league games and are 6 points from safety. And I think that Udinese can make things worse for them here. So Udinese on the money, that will be my play here for this game. Up next, we have Inter Milan at home to Venezia. And this is a ridiculous line where Inter are the 1-12 favourites to win the game. It's 10-1 on the draw and it's 28-1 on Venezia. Really difficult here to bet this game. Don't really know what to do with this one. I think the best thing we can do is to go with Inter Milan to win 2-0, as it's really hard for me to build up a case for Venezia to score here. That's actually available at 5-6 minus 120. So whereas it was difficult to find a play when a team are 1-12, when you see the clean sheet line here for them to win with a clean sheet at minus 120, 5-6, that is significant value. So this is a strong play here, given the fact that Inter have won 8 of the last 9 league games, drawing 1, and keeping a clean sheet in 7 of their last 8 Serie A outings, including shutting out Atalanta, which is difficult to do. Venezia have only scored 6 goals in 10 away league games this season, and only Salernitana have created fewer expected goals than Venezia in Serie A this season. So cannot make a case for Venezia scoring at all. And whereas it looks difficult to find a play when a team are 1-12, you don't often get the clean sheet line here at 5-6 minus 120, especially with a team that are defending as well as Inter, with 7 clean sheets in their last 8 Serie A outings. Up next, we move on to a game where I can't see either side keeping a clean sheet. It's Lazio at home to Atalanta. This should be a good game on Saturday night. Lazio are the 2-1 underdogs to win this game. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Atalanta are the 6-4 favourites. I pretty much gave away my play there when I was breaking down the game here at the beginning. I think this is going to be a game that has goals in it. I'm going to go with both teams to score them, and I'm going to tack on the over 2.5 to give me a better return. That is also 5-6 minus 120, much like that last pick we just had out on the Inter game. 34 goals have been scored in Lazio's 10 home Serie A league games this season. For those of you who are bad at maths, that's an average of 3.4 goals per game. 8 of Atalanta's last 10 away games have featured over 2.5 goals, with both team scoring as well. So this play that I'm giving out here has cashed in 80% of Atalanta's last 10 games. The two teams have already shared a 2-2 draw in Bergamo earlier on this season. I see no reason why this isn't the way to go with the selection, and you're getting significant value here at 5-6 minus 120. So both teams are scoring over 2.5 goals in this one between Atalanta and Lazio, the late game here on Saturday night. Up next, we move on to that early 11:30 a.m. kickoff on Sunday, 11:30 a.m. UK time, 6:30 a.m. East, where Fiorentina are the favourites away to Cagliari. They are priced up at 3-5 to pick up a win here. It's 3-1 on the draw, and Cagliari are the 19-4 underdogs. Fiorentina are coming off that monstrous 6-0 win on Monday night. It's difficult not to ride a team after a win like that, but the line on them does become somewhat inflated. I am going to take Fiorentina here. I would have preferred to take them when the line first came out at 17-20, but obviously the public have hit this after that big win. I can't really argue with them. Fiorentina have won 5 of their last 8 league games, including just losing once during that run. This Cagliari team have only won 2 of the last 14 Serie A matches, and only 2 teams have a worse defensive record than these guys. And including an extra time win over Napoli, Fiorentina have scored 11 goals in their last 2 league games. So this team are absolutely a must back at the moment. Don't love the price, but I do love the team. So Fiorentina on the money line here is the play at 3-5 in this one. Up next, we move on to Lazio versus Salernitana. And they are also the 1-12 favourites. So this weekend in Serie A, you have 2 teams available at 1-12 in Napoli and Inter. And to be honest, I can't see beyond going the same way with this one as I did with the interplay. This one is a slightly better price at 10-11 minus 110. Lazio have the best defensive record in Serie A, conceding 15 goals in just 22 games. They haven't been as good defensively recently, and Inter have been a lot better as of late. But overall, Lazio still go into this with the best defensive record, and this represents a really good chance for them to get their clean sheet record back on track against the Salernitana team, who have lost 10 of their last 12 games without scoring a goal. So 10 of the last 12 games have been lost to nil. Spalletti's team have also conceded the fewest goals at home in the league this season, shipping just 7 in 11 matches on their own turf. So this is an auto play here as well. Another great price here on Napoli to win to nil, and that's available at minus 110. 10-11 here in this one. Up next, we look at Spezia at home to Sampdoria, where Spezia are the narrow 6-4 favourites here. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 8-4 on Sampdoria. Spezia are relegation contenders, but they've had some really good results this season. They won away to Napoli, and last week they shocked many by winning away to AC Milan. So that probably in some way justifies their favouritism here in this game. For me, I'm going to go for a rare under here. This league so far has been the over league, and that's very much not what Italian football's been about. But I think for this particular game, this is a spot where you can go to the under, and you're getting it at plus money here at 21-20. I like it because under 2.5 goals have been scored in 6 of Spezia's last 7 games. And Spezia and Sampdoria are the 5th and 7th worst attacks in Serie A this season. Sampdoria's last 2 away games in Serie A both saw fewer than 3 goals scored. So I'm going to ride the data here. I'm going to go for under 2.5 goals. We're getting it at plus money because unders are rarities in Italy this season. But in this particular game, I think we'll see one. That's why I've gone for this selection here in this game. Up next, we look at Torino at home to Sassuolo, where Torino are the 21-20 underdogs. It's 5-2 on a draw, and Sassuolo are the 5-2 underdogs. I actually think there's value on Sassuolo, but I can't look past the goals here. I think there's value on both teams scoring here at 4-6. This has been a play which has cashed in 15 of Sassuolo's last 16 games. So to get it at 4-6 minus 150, there is significant value there on that play. This Torino side have scored 23 goals in their 11 home matches this season. That's the 4th highest tally in Serie A. Meanwhile, Sassuolo have scored 23 goals in 10 road trips in Serie A, and only Atalanta, AC Milan and Inter Milan can better that tally of away goals. This is a bit of a steal at 4-6 minus 150 for both teams finding net. And for me, given that type of data, I would be looking at closer to minus 200 here for this selection. So we'll take the value on that play. It's pretty much an automatic selection here for this game, especially when it involves the Swallow, who have cashed this selection in 15 of the last 16 matches. Moving on to the 5 o'clock kickoff on Sunday, it features Jose Mourinho's AS Roma travelling to Empoli, where Mourinho's side are the away favourites here at 3-4. It's 29-10 on the draw, and Empoli are the 3-1 underdogs here. Empoli took Inter Milan to the limit in midweek. They're 1-0 down, and then all of a sudden, very quickly, they went 2-1 up. Inter Milan got a late goal forcing extra time and won the game 3-2 in extra time. But that shows you Empoli are a dangerous team. And they're certainly a free scoring team as well. Over 2.5 goals has been scored in 11 of Empoli's last 14 games. Roma's last 3 away tips have all featured over 2.5 goals, with a total of 14 goals being scored across those contests. Remember, 7 of those goals just came in the Juventus game, where Roma let a 3-1 slip, a 3-1 lead slip and lost the game 4-3, which is very, very uncharacteristic for Jose Mourinho teams, or at least it was in the past. Roma beat Empoli earlier on this season, and Empoli are actually winless in their last 6. So this could actually be a game where Roma do come away with a rare away win. However, if they do, they're going to have to outscore this team. I think this is going to be a shootout, and therefore I see it flying over 2.5 goals. Now, this is a lot shorter than the last selection we gave, with both teams to score at 4-6 minus 150. That one gave you significant value. This one is available at 4-7. For me, that's about right. But at the end of the day, just because something is short doesn't mean you shouldn't play it. You can parlay this. You can take a bigger stake on this and just play it individually. I think this is a very good play, given the data. Just don't see less than 3 goals here in this one. So over 2.5 goals here for this game between Empoli and AS Roma. You can also tack on the both teams to score, obviously, to the selection. And doing that will get you down to 3-4. So obviously you're winning a bit more money. But if anyone gets a clean sheet and it ends up going over 3 goals, you lose. I don't think that's going to be a big danger. So I probably do think the best value sits at both teams to score and over 2.5 goals as 3-4. I don't see a clean sheet from either one of these teams. I see an entertaining game like most of Empoli's games this season, with Roma managing to come out on top in this one. We close out with the game of the weekend. It is a clash for the Champions League positions. I no longer consider AC Milan contenders for the title, but they're still trying to hold on to a Champions League spot. And Juve now are right on the tail of the Champions League group. It has become very, very interesting, with Juve going on a pretty decent run, and it looks like they could save their manager's job by getting themselves a Champions League spot. As it sits at the moment, AC Milan are just 2 points behind Inter, but Inter Milan have a game in hand. And given how inconsistent AC Milan are, I just don't see them being able to keep up with Inter for the rest of the season. We have Napoli on 46 points. They are 4 points away from Inter, but as I said, Inter have a game in hand. Atalanta have played the same amount of games as Inter, but they're 8 points behind. And Juve are just 1 point behind Atalanta. Granted, Atalanta have a game in hand, but there's now a big gap between Juve and Fiorentina, who are next down on 35, along with Roma on 35 and Lazio on 35. In my opinion, they are all out of the Champions League positions. It's going to be 3 from the 4 of Juve, Atalanta, Napoli and Milan who get in, which is why this is such an important game. It's an important game anyway, because it's a massive game given the history of Italian football. These are 2 massive names. Milan dominated European football in the 80s, and Juve have been the most successful club in Italy. So this one is going to be very, very interesting. But given Juve's recent run of form, I can't back against them here. I'm not going to go for them on the money line, but I am going to go for them here as a pick on the draw no bet market here at 10-11. Both teams are available at 10-11. And I think if anybody wins this, I want to be on the side of Juve. Juve are unbeaten in 8 Serie A games, winning 6 and keeping 5 clean sheets during that sequence. AC Milan have lost 3 of their last 5 home games in all competition, and they failed to keep a clean sheet during that run. And Juve have won 4 of their last 7 games against top 8 opponents, losing just 1, and that loss came against Atalanta. So that concludes all of your leans for this week's Serie A fixture slate. Closing out with your lock on the show. There's loads of stuff I like here, being fully transparent with you. I think a few of these games are definitely going to show up on the lockbetting.com weekend cards this weekend. But I'm going to go for a double lock for this show, mainly because both of the plays are identical and I just cannot separate what direction I want to go in. I'm going to go for Inter Milan to win 2-0 over Venezia. That's available at 5-6 minus 120. I'm going to go for Napoli to win 2-0 at home to Salernitana. That's a slightly better price at 10-11 minus 110. I like both of these selections. Overall, Napoli have been the best defence in the league, conceding just 15 goals in their 22 games. And Inter are the in-form defence at the moment, getting a clean sheet away to Atalanta. They've won 8 of their last 9 league games, drawing 1 and have kept 7 clean sheets in their last 8 Serie A outings. So 2 identical plays there, but strong supporting data. I couldn't separate them. So you guys are going to get both, and Inter Milan to win 2-0 and Napoli to win 2-0 are your double locks here for this show. That's it for me and this edition of Scommessa Italia. Don't forget to check out my additional content, including a fight show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.